So thanks all of you who are here. You'll have our contact information if you want to reach out to us, if there's anything we can help with, or if you have any advice for us based on your experience on this issue of the ETJ. Very exciting stuff. I just got done teaching it to my law school students on Zoom about 2 weeks ago, ETJ. So this is me. And this is the kind of thing I know, you know, we're all at this conference, we're all land use geeks and local government geeks, and we can geek out on this stuff among friends. But this is the kind of thing that if you talk to somebody on the sideline of the kid's soccer game or whatever, they're like, ETJ, what is that? Or you meet somebody, depending on where that soccer field is, if it's in the ETJ, they might share some thoughts with you. So I think the approach that Sky and I are going to take to this session is that her presentation is going to be very helpful to you, because she brings the perspective of what a city attorney actually has to deal with when it comes to making decisions and agreements about development in the ETJ. My perspective is a little more, as you would probably expect, academic, and I hope I don't bore you too much, but I'll talk about some of the policy issues and some of the interesting things that we might have to look at going forward as we enter sort of a changed landscape, pardon the pun, so many puns when you're a land use specialist. The changed landscape, the ground rules, if you will, with ETJ and annexation, but it's more than just annexation. It's the provision of services. It's the relationship between people and government. So I'll talk about some of those things, and I'm going to try and bring a little bit of a perspective of government and planning, and I'm not a planner myself, but I obviously we cross the professional interdisciplinary boundary quite often on that. Let's get started a little bit. And you know, the challenge of not being in the room with you is, and I've had this challenge for the last 6 weeks of teaching at the what we're jokingly calling the Zoom School of Law, right? Because we've been teaching law school. Your law schools are up and running. Everybody's just doing it from their office / studio / bedroom or something, like I am today, and as all you are in attendance. But at the Zoom Law School, we're teaching classes, we're doing everything, but it's harder to read the room. So a quick preemptive apology, if you know way more than I do about ETJ, or if you know less than, if you don't work with ETJ at all, and this is a new topic to you, I'm trying to go for the middle. And if you are an expert on ETJ, I really encourage you, and I think Sky would feel the same, send in a question, put it on the chat. I'd love to get your feedback and your questions, because there's a lot to this, and it's a topic that either gets high passion or zero passion, depending on basically where you live and what your local government is doing. Okay, so just a sort of a brief history and explanation of what it is, so we're all on the same page. ETJ, extraterritorial jurisdiction. The first observation I want to make is that this is totally different state by state. Now, I know this is the Texas Land Use Conference, and we're going to focus on Texas, but just to put it into a little bit broader perspective, different states do this stuff very differently. The story that I had been familiar with is that in 1963, the legislature essentially codified the ETJ statute so that to create the extraterritorial jurisdiction law that we've been working on for the past 50 odd years. And the story that I had sort of heard and assumed was that this is the starting point for the concept of ETJ in order to provide guidance and deliberative process for annexations. And that's probably true, but I've read some scholarship in preparing for this presentation that suggests that there might have been some impetus going the other way. In other words, there was a sense that annexation was going to run rampant, so the legislature came up with the ETJ rules in order to rein it in a little bit. Now, I'm not really sure which narrative is true. It's probably some combination of both. And I know there was a presentation yesterday on annexation, and unfortunately, I apologize, I didn't get to see it because yesterday was the last day of class at the Zoom, I mean, the South Texas College of Law, Houston. So I was with students all day in Zoom. So I apologize, and I don't want to repeat all that ground, pardon the pun, on annexation. But it is impossible to separate annexation from ETJ. We'll try and focus on the ETJ itself here with you in this hour.